Hello, welcome to the Big Show Christmas Quiz. Yes, I'm Spencer. Joining me are a fantastic panel, the lovely bunch. Starting us off in the top left-hand corner, it's the Hobbits from the Shires. Weekly and the boys, how are you doing?
Hello.
We've only just gotten electricity. It's amazing.
I don't know what that was.
That's what it sounded like,
is it not? Is that a hobbit?
And you're Irish as well.
That's a leprechaun.
Come and taste my lucky charm.
Don't.
I just wanted to say well done for pissing Rankin off. He stomped off down the stairs with a piece of pizza and he's really upset, mate. Well done.
Well, I mean, fair, it was all Patrice, so,
Little shit.
All me.
All ready to go. Are you playing as one person?
We are one entity.
Okay, jolly good. Yep. Might be biased in real
fame. We're normally joined together with sheep up this part of Scotland, but tonight we're as we are.
Yep. You're bumming each other.
No, it's like the human centipede, but it's all asshole.
Human centipede.
Oh my.
Oh, please don't.
Rankin's just shouted up the stairs that you lot need to start on minus 10, apparently. Next to them, it's Jeffrey. How you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing well. And I'm pretty sure with my past performance on the quiz shows that you can start everyone at minus 10 and they will still beat me.
You haven't done well over the years, have you?
No, I haven't.
You've actually come across as a bit of a fucking imbecile, really.
Yeah.
Never mind. It's not been Mac, though. You've been on Big, you see. That's the thing. You're a Mac aficionado, aren't you?
Yeah, but, you know, I'll make up answers.
You should have seen some of the crap they were coming out with on the Mac Show quiz. Good God, we could have done with you.
Yes. Well, had I only known.
You'd have been Patrice's ballast.
Yes. Couldn't have been worse than
it's
my
a party
answer.
Now.
Just a good Friday night.
Talk of the devil. Here he is, prepared as ever. Last minute. Patrice Brendamore, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Now then, what's your knowledge of general tactics?
I'm prepared. I got my mulled wine. That's my preparation.
On your fingers.
And I think I should start at 10 points.
On your fingers, show me how many points you got during the Max Show quiz.
Zero.
Yes, you can't.
But I got 10 points for the Gamer Show.
Okay,
so,
right.
Without even knowing anything.
Yes. So what's your general tech like?
My general tech? No idea.
Okay. And last but not least, he's gone. No, he's not gone. There he is. It's Dallas Buyers Club.
Dallas.
Wheaty. Righty. Oh,
Santa baby.
Does Adamant know you've got that wig?
Yep. He's back here.
Mate, you go out in Norwich looking like that, the only thing you're coming back with is a sore ass.
Or my mother.
Or your mother, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So the format will be as follows. You get one question, and if you don't like it, tough. It's 2 points for a correct answer. Then I throw it open to the rest of the panel. That's 1 point. And if it goes out to the chat room and anyone answers in the chat room before, they're going to get kicked out. And the chat room get half a point. So there you go. You've got to pick a number between 1 and 30 and try and remember which number you've picked, so that, because I haven't got a fancy graphic like Wheatley had, which is rather good. And I will go from there. So the Borders team could kick us off. Pick a number,
hey guys,
chaps.
What number do we want? One, we're going with one.
If we're going to play this by fucking committee, we'll never finish.
We have conferred and we have decided that 45% of us will go with one.
Sam's OCD. An update to Norton Antivirus killed which browser this year? Come on, Sam, you should get this. No, only one. An update to Norton Antivirus killed which browser this year?
I think it was Firefox.
No, your mic is on. Can you guys hear Sam?
No,
okay.
My mic is actually on.
Well done, Sam.
The whole of the Gamer Show.
I am so loud.
Holy crap!
Everyone else's mic throughout the entire Gamer Quiz.
Oh, dearie me! Right, what's your guess?
Firefox.
Chrome is the wrong answer.
Firefox.
No, is also the wrong answer. So,
Netscape Navigator.
Chat room, come on, chat room.
Links.
Links. No, it's web crawler. What? IE, well done, Batwitch. Fire, it was Internet Explorer 11.
Yeah.
There was a patch release and it killed Internet Explorer 11 in January.
Okay.
There you go. Jeffrey, your turn. Pick a number.
Let's go with 3.
Which European company banned Uber? Country, sorry. Which European country banned Uber in March of this year for the second time?
Wasn't that Germany?
It was Germany. 2 points to Jeffrey.
Heck yeah.
Go me.
Early unpredictable lead.
Yeah, very unpredictable.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
I'll take it while I have it.
If you win, there'll be a steward's inquiry.
I have no doubt.
Patrice, your turn, mate.
I'm going to go with 21.
21. Which tech giant let 118,000 workers go this year?
I would say HP.
Wrong answer, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I?
Go on then, righty.
Nokia?
No, wrong answer, chat room.
Bullshit.
Dell.
The chat room, we've got 10 seconds. BT.
BT. Tech giant, BT.
No.
Bernard Matthews.
The answer was IBM. IBM.
Oh, okay.
Never mind, Patrice. Never thought you'd get it.
Nope.
Just ignoring us.
I will be lucky if I get any answers.
Freddie Mercury, your question.
And number 4.
What was that?
I've no idea. which internet service correctly predicted almost every Oscar winner this year, right?
Oh.
Which internet service correctly predicted almost every Oscar winner this year?
Wolfram Alpha.
Is the wrong answer.
IBM Watson.
Is the wrong answer. Chat room.
Dogpile. Out of this.
Yahoo.
What's that?
Yahoo's still a business?
Paris Hilton's website.
No, the answer's Bing, rather surprisingly.
Bing
predicted almost every Oscar winner this year. It's 1 in 5 shot, isn't it? So, there you go. After round 1, I don't think we'll even bother with the scores because that was pretty poor, apart from Jeff.
No, we're bothering with the scores only to let everyone know I'm in the lead.
Jeffrey has 2. Everyone else?
Sorry. Zip.
I'll always have Jeffrey in front.
Bing is dead. Long live the Bing. Right, Northern Studio.
Gentlemen, what number are we going with? I think we are going to go with 20.
Yeah, you would do, wouldn't
you? That's me.
Which country banned WhatsApp this past week over a legal case around information in a court case?
Alderaan.
That is not our answer.
Hasn't Turkey done it twice this year?
Brazil, I think we're going with. Brazil. Brazil, I think we're going with. Consensus, Brazil.
Brazil is the right answer.
Oh, get in.
Nice.
Yes, a judge said that they had to stop sending out information on a certain subject, and they didn't do it, so they all went. There you go. Jolly good.
Campion's got the last question right.
Who's what?
Campion's got the last
just
question.
Come on, shaving the pew.
Jeffrey.
Well, okay, let's go with 10.
10. What tech accessory was banned by the Premier League earlier this year?
That the Apple Watch?
No, it's the wrong
answer.
Selfie stick.
I'm going to go with the selfie stick. Damn it.
Who said selfie stick
first?
I said he was first.
We just said selfie stick first, yes. Point to Northern Studio. Okay. Jolly good.
I enjoyed my lead while I had it.
Answer selfie stick. I don't want that point.
Fair point. Patrice?
23.
On June 21st, what mobile service did the USA effectively switch off?
CDMA?
Correct. Good God.
Hey, I got a point.
Jesus Christ.
By guessing.
The world has come to an end.
Yes.
Good grief. Patrice got a point. Jolly good. Well done.
How did that happen?
Yeah. And Righty, your question, mate.
25, Santa.
This year, a New York judge legally allowed the serving of what via Facebook?
Spanking.
What?
Is it open? Is it open?
Yes, sir, it's okay.
Open spanking, yes.
Subpoenas.
Is what?
Subpoenas.
No, no. Right. Divorce papers. Divorce papers is the right answer.
Ah.
We win. Can Paul have a date with that woman in the bottom left?
Do I?
That's really easy. As I say, you just need to go to Wales.
East Anglia.
It's a hot piece of ass.
Righty is
it's not got enough stubble for me.
No, Righty's the Caitlyn Jenner of Norwich.
I seem to feel rough at both ends. Oh dear.
He's changed six so many times that they take Barclay card at his local NHS.
Swipe and go, swipe and go.
Well, that's a different service.
It is ass.
Totally throw there. Well done. End of round two. Scores on the doors, Isla.
Well, in last place is the racist Wigan sombrero.
Get.
In less than last place is Backwedge's team. Got 0.5 because Campo got IBM right. Patrice is on 2. And Jeff G's on 2, but Wheaters and his crew's on 4.
Can't just let that happen.
Leaders.
Yeah, I like that.
Leaders.
A gang that's never been feared since. Dweebs.
Yeah, I need to say that when I think it's Wales or Swansea, if I mentioned Swansea. But I'm just being an ass.
Excellent, excellent. Right, okay. So, and it's your question as well, there, Northern Studio.
Okay, well, am I going to take the choosing?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go for top of the house, number 30.
Turkey blocked access to what this month? Turkey blocked access to what this month?
Bernard Matthews.
Anybody get any thoughts?
Oh,
YouTube.
I find this quite ironic, really.
So the consensus here is Twitter?
No, wrong answer.
Stuffing.
YouTube?
It's quite interesting considering Sam was talking about Turkey earlier. YouTube is the wrong answer. Chat room?
Damn it.
Chat room.
I've just got stuffing turkey on the brain.
Anyone in the chat room?
Is it Reddit?
It's Reddit, yes. Well Googled.
Wow. Why?
Jeff!
Yeah. Well done. Well done. Bad luck. No points for anybody. Jeffrey, pick a number.
17.
In Germany, what else did you get with your KFC meal if you were eating in the restaurant this year?
I know that.
Well, you should know. You're fucking German.
I never.
How am I getting all the German questions?
In Germany, what else did you get with the KFC meal if you ate in this year?
Sausage.
Technically, also you took away as well.
I have no idea. Personal Bluetooth-controlled sex toys.
Oh, that was very close. Very close, but wrong. Patrice, go then.
You got a placemat that allowed you to post to Instagram, I think?
No, that's the wrong answer.
That was wrong?
You actually got a Bluetooth keyboard in your tray.
Right. I knew it was something on the tray.
No kidding.
Yes, you got a Bluetooth keyboard that you could use. There we go. Very clever. Very inventive.
Hey, at least I got Bluetooth in there somewhere.
Yes, very good. I thought you were half a point for Jeffrey.
Half a point. Woohoo!
Patrice, your question.
You got a slap. I'm going to go with 16.
16. In January, what was the number 2 camera that was used in Flickr?
Number 2.
In January, what was the
GoPro?
The number 2 camera used in Flickr? The answer is no, not GoPro. No. Come on. Think. In January, what was the number 2 camera used in Flickr?
The iPhone 6.
Oh, I know.
It's just generally the iPhone, 1.2, just Northern Studio.
Hmm.
It didn't take over until June of this year with the release of the iPhone 6.
Yes. Okay.
Just asking.
What was number 1?
I was pooing.
I don't know. I didn't look that up. It's not on the fucking question.
It didn't matter.
Christ.
I heard, yeah. I'd say much more robust.
The waterproof ones particularly.
You can take the impact as it drops.
Pinko righty.
No, surround the busters.
Number five, please, sir.
Number five. What mobile accessory did Disney theme parks ban this year?
Selfie stick.
Is the right answer.
Easy.
Every other question's answer is selfie sticks. Just to
that's wait, hold on, I have to write that down.
Okay. At the end of that round, the answer, the scores are.
In last place is Batwench and a team. Next to last place is Patrice and Paul.
Yay!
Patrice holding up the back end.
Yes.
Jeff G is on 2.5, and the Scottish are on 4.
The Scottish are on 4.
Hold on.
The BTN North Studio on 4.
Yeah, we had 4 at the end of the last round, and we got that question right there, albeit late. There was an extra point there. Missing a point.
Well, late is too late.
Which question was it?
Which one? It was...
The one on...
The iPhone one.
Yeah, there's a bonus point, that's right.
I thought yep. I went to Jeff G.
No. So Jeff's got one less now. Bad luck, Jeff.
Oh. The Scottish accent does sound remarkably like the Denver accent.
it throws me for a loop all the time.
Second scorer. Waiter starts off. What Northern Studio, what you got?
We're going to go with, in the absence of 69-29.
NASA wanted volunteers to stay in bed for 70 days this year, but how much were they willing to pay you to do it?
Oh, I think it was $80,000.
Oh, no, wrong answer.
Two pence.
Actually, don't they do that in Lang Lee? Isn't it like a quarter bottle of...
Wasn't it something stupid like $5,000?
It's nearly stupid. It's $18,000.
Oh, no, I said that. It's my accent.
18 grand to stay in bed all day. Jeff.
Oh, let's go with 23.
Already got that one.
Yeah, 23 is done.
Oh, I would have gotten it wrong anyhow. So 24.
In April, a 4K 5.5-inch phone screen was launched by which firm?
LG.
Wrong answer.
Oh, it's Sony.
No, Jetroom.
Oh my.
Okay.
Huawei, or however you pronounce them.
Yeah,
that's what
Huawei. We've got HLT. I don't know who they are. Vodafone. Huawei. Who are you?
Huawei.
I already said HTC. Have you? Huawei. You said
no, the answer's Sharp.
Oh, Sharp.
Yeah. The firm everyone forgot.
Interesting.
After they stopped sponsoring Manchester United. Bad news. Patrice, you'll go.
Seven.
British inventors created a record-breaking bus powered by what this year?
By poo.
Yes, that's excellent. A shit answer, but it's the right one.
Yes.
It was powered by shit. And it drove for forever. By shit.
So the poop mobile.
The poop mobile, yes. The poop bus. Poop mobile. Good answer. And righty finishes off, mate.
Number six.
What did Audio Quest release this year at $10,000?
Headphones?
No, wrong answer.
Balls.
What did Audio Quest release this year that cost $10,000?
Yes.
A Bluetooth speaker?
You went through
the cupboard?
No. Anyone?
You have to speak into the microphone for people to hear you.
I didn't actually want them to hear that. No, I said Michael Jackson's preserved anus.
Very close.
Very close.
His preserved ballsack?
I'm sure what they manufactured would fit in.
Prince's real name?
Batwitch has googled it fastest. It's an Ethernet cable.
What?
Oh, God. What do you do with an Ethernet cable that costs that much money?
Well, this is the King's New Clothes bit. They said, right, here you go.
Oh, I remember this.
This was an Ethernet cable to improve audio quality.
What the...
What a load of crap. You could power a bus with that.
Sorry, when was that released? Is it April the 1st?
No. Yes. No, it's serious. You can buy it now. £6,000.
Crazy.
So it's dropped quite considerably.
No. £6,000 is $10,000, Sam, yes. six grand for a... for an Ethernet cable that improves audio quality, supposedly.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know how. Or you could just put a thing in the chat room. There we go. Whose question was that?
Fine.
Mr. Wright.
So that's the end of the round. Muller, tell us the scores on the doors, please.
Batwench's team is on one. Paulum's is dragging the back up with two.
There's the thing.
Jeff is now going way back. He's on two.
Oh.
And then we have Patrice on four.
Ooh.
Wow.
And Wheaters on five.
Well done. Northern wow. Studio still leading the way.
We're not even calling you our crew. It's just Wheaters. And you
Gamer Show.
The Gamer Show crew and the Meet at the End Northern Studio playing for getting their first caps for Scotland.
Hold on, Bet.
We're just being pissy, don't worry.
Yes, I noticed. right. Paul and the BTN crew in the north.
We're going to go with... Here's a number that's a bit...
Which pop star was sliced and diced by his drone this year?
Oh yeah.
Which pop star was sliced and diced by his drone this year? It's a man, there we go, so there's 50% of them gone.
He got his finger trapped in it on stage.
Sam's on there, come on Sam. Think hard, boy.
Ross has just answered it.
Yes, correct answer.
Yay!
Wow. It's really sad that you know that.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Enrique Iglesias, 2 points.
Who said that? Who got that?
He grabbed hold of it and it chopped his finger.
What a damn.
Ouch.
As with most things.
That's like a flying blender, I don't know what I do.
Yes, very clever. Mind you, he is...
That's like a flying blender, I know what I do.
No.
That is obviously... And Enrique Iglesias impression.
He's Mexican, isn't he?
Are you going to say, would you like to see my Lucky Charms in that accent as well?
What a laughing huh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, lucky they didn't cut off something else.
I was going to say something entirely xenophobic, goodness. But thanks for saving me there, Jess. You can get the heck
that's
out of
lucky.
Jeffrey, pick a number.
How about 25?
25. This
got that one.
Is gone.
Yep.
26.
What did we get extra on June the 30th this year?
I know it.
What did we get extra on June 30th this year?
Oh.
I know it.
And you're still sore.
lap dances.
Nope.
Muller's early with blowjobs in the chat room, but it's wrong answer.
It's iTunes Music.
Oh
no, is the wrong answer?
It was a time thing, wasn't it?
They released it on June 30th. Atomic thing.
Hang on,
guys.
1 second.
Yes, you got 1 second extra. Well done, Northern Studio.
You should shout louder, just if you know the answer. Just whispered it to me, and then
I was
it was the century second.
Just enough time to have one more wank in.
That's why I told the wife.
Doing it twice. Or sex twice, yes. Jolly good answer. Well stolen, cheers. Well stolen. Patrice. Yes, Patrice?
Number nine.
Number nine. A gamer tragically died this year after playing a single game for 19 hours straight. What was the game?
I don't know. World of Warcraft?
Is the correct answer.
No!
I was guessing.
Oh, my God. I was going to guess spin the bottle.
Did anyone see the article about the Russian guy who's suing
Russian roulette?
For Fallout 4 ruining his marriage and losing his job?
Because he played them.
I was totally guessing.
Yeah, right. It is a good game, though.
It is a good game.
Yes.
It is.
I'm a bit stuck on Just Cause at the moment, which is pretty similar, I suppose.
But I'd like to give that a shot as well.
Yeah,
Just Cause.
Nobody absolutely adores that game.
Oh, Just Cause 3 is awesome.
Yeah, it's just mindless mayhem, but in a good way.
It is.
That's how Santa likes it.
Going anuses wherever he goes.
If he's not, if he's not doing that, he's hunting elves in the tundra. Yeah.
Well, I live in Basingstoke now.
Same thing, isn't it?
So the tundra's a little further away. Out towards the Chilterns. I've forgotten who's going. Righty, was it your go?
11, Santa, please.
11. What application did Twitter release in March of this year?
Periscope.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. 2 points to Righty. Well done. He's in. Get in there, my son.
Damn it.
Jolly good. And that's the end of the run. So, it's getting really nail-biting now. Good.
Batman, really. She's on one.
Yeah.
Jeff G is on two.
Yep.
On four is Paulums and Patrice.
Oh, tired.
Oh, sorry, Patrice on six.
No, six.
I'm sorry, I got
that. Bad luck, Righty.
And then the gamers got eight.
Right, excellent.
All right, we're now a group again. Good, good. It's nice to see the roller coaster of our relationship goes through.
As a collective, we should...
The, game, the gamers should... The I mean,
that's just...
The number should be divided by four because they're four.
The hive.
The Northern Scottish Gamer Troop. It's like the Flying Scotsman in the top left corner.
They have an unfair advantage.
Why?
A scum pile.
Very managed to sound like
they're Scott.
A scout troop and like a... Yeah. Gay cadet force.
Well, if the slipper fits.
Little jobs like a trooper.
Right, bend over and pick a number.
All right, it's us again. Right, okay. Cheers.
27.
What did the Pac-Man satellite set out to do this year? What did the Pac-Man satellite set out to do this year?
Fine ghost.
I know, it was Inky Binky and Clyde. Yeah.
Same as it does every year. Try and take over the world.
One pizza at a time.
Was it going up? It was going up to do kind of a Pac-Man-y thing, wasn't it? It was going up to gobble up space debris or something.
Yes, that's right. It's going to clear up space trash and junk.
Yes.
There we go. Jolly good.
Correct.
Don't
get get comedy in with our knowledge there.
It's good. Yeah, it's very good, very good. 2 points.
Schizophrenic well, chat.
Excellent. Jeffrey.
Let's go with 30.
30's gone.
Well, then let's go with 31.
There is no 31. So
yeah, but I really want to do that. All right, let's go with 12.
Which famous chef cooked up some malware on his website this year?
Oh.
Which famous chef cooked up
next.
Malware?
That be Alton Brown?
Who? Who?
Alton Brown?
I've never heard of him.
Me.
He's a chef guy out here.
Does he cook American shit then?
Yes, okay. He does.
Just loads and loads of food.
Just really good burgers.
That's my assumption. I haven't eaten any of his food.
With chili on the top. Watch yes. Out with Diet Coke.
God bless America.
Good. No, Alton Brown, no, definitely. I thought he played for wasn't he in the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, I think that was Curly.
Oh, that might be Alton Bird.
No. Isn't that like a roller coaster place that you go and visit?
What, the Harlem Globetrotters? No, they're a basketball team.
Alton something or other.
Alton Towers.
Jamie Oliver?
Jamie Oliver is the right answer. Well done, Patrice. Well, good.
Yes, balls. You dirty jumper. Dirty jumper.
I got a feeling you cheated there.
Yes.
No, I was just guessing. I thought it wasn't him because I didn't even hear about that one.
You can have words. Sir,
I was and I'm following him, so interesting.
Yeah, well, he's not going to tweet about it, is he? Oh, yes, hello, everybody. I fucked up.
Only if he's stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Campion UK's answer. It's that little cocky chef wanker. Can't remember his name.
Is the right answer.
So is Jamie Oliver the one that got all famous for cooking naked?
No. Yes. Well, not really, but yeah, he's the naked chef.
Yeah, but he didn't get naked.
He actually said he tried that once and it didn't go right.
But imagine the splattering alone would be kind of reason to not do
it. Yes.
Oh boy, he tried that once.
Yeah, anyway, who cares?
Start making the food.
Quite like the feeling of hot oil on my genitals.
Well, each to their own.
Wake up in the morning.
Well, those Thai ladies do have a different technique though, Sam.
And I can tell you I tried that once.
And not ladies.
Oh, the lady boys. Jolly good.
Winner of the trophy gets that one.
It's Patrice's question. Off you go, mate.
Gonna go with 13.
13. Which hotel promised to bring Netflix to your hotel room this year?
No idea. Hilton?
No, wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a con, actually. Because they promised to do it, and then when they actually did it, you had to sign in with your own friggin' account.
Travelodge.
Is it Malmaison?
No, it was Marriott. Marriott Hotels said, we're going to give you Netflix in your room this year. And when they did, they made you sign in with your own account.
See, I think that's a bad thing, though. I would
put that. App, basically.
Well, you've got a laptop, you can do it anyway. It's a cheat.
And if it's up on the telly, I would want that. That would be my preference.
It's a cheat. What about the chat room? What about them? I'd stop calling me Ewan. It's Righty Boy.
Pick, 15, please, sir.
The Pink Norwich Cowboy.
Yeah, 15, sir.
Yippee-ki-yay. I've met the Pink Norwich Cowboy before. Yippee-ki-yay, that was a night I'll never forget.
I remember.
Yippee-ki-yay, Suffolk Punch. What disused movie franchise had a very special day this year? What disused movie franchise had a very special day this year?
Oh.
Oh dear, Righty. You're not going to get this, are you?
Who's going to shout first?
I can hear the cogs churning from here.
How long can I keep this going? That's the question.
Till you can Google it.
Well,
is the gay Indian that runs the place around the corner going to ask for his hat back, won't he?
Well. No effing idea, go on.
No.
It's Back to the Future.
It's Back to the Future. Oh, the Norton nice. Studio jumped right. in there. Yeah.
So obvious.
Studio. Very
got
that good.
One first.
Very good.
Who got that first?
Which console was subtitled?
It was me, Miller. No. Me. Always me.
It was Paul.
Was it Paul? I got Jeff G.
Answered too soon, knobhead.
That's been up for a while. I don't know.
Thank you, Makayasiki.
Yeah, I didn't even try to pronounce that in the last show. I thought it was safer.
So at the end of that round, then.
Oh, right. I'm going to go top down if you don't mind.
Oh, go top down then, yes.
Gamers 11.
Oh, good.
Patrice on 7.
Ooh, it's close.
Thanks.
The Pink Knowledge Cowboy on 4.
Yeah.
And Jeff G and Batwench on 2.
Oh, tying it.
Yeah.
It's gone from the chat room to be just Batwench.
Well, Compo's there as well.
She's got a lot of porn in her bookmarks, I gather, so.
Mm. Yeah. I prefer two in front of me anyway, so.
The Hornio Mario Brothers thing. She had that on speed dial, if you know what I mean. last round, I think. Have we got enough questions? Yes. I would have thought so.
Yeah, we should have 5. Sam, choose a number.
Is this on 10? Is this 10 points?
22.
No, no.
Please.
We'll not do that shit. So what's 22. The number? 22. In June, who replicated Hillary Clinton? No, who? Oh. In June, who predicted Hillary Clinton as the next US president?
Any ideas, guys?
I think it was that German octopus that was doing really well during the World Cup.
German octopus. Yeah. Reginald.
Yeah.
No, he died.
We think it
he
was
died.
Reginald the German octopus.
No, he died. He's dead.
Ross Kemp. Oh, that's with sad.
Sorry, we're changing our answer. Ross Kemp.
No, it's still the wrong answer.
I'm going to go with SNL.
Well, fair enough, but that's what you do at weekends is your own business. What's the answer to the question, though? What does SNL stand for?
Saturday Night Live.
Slimy and lascivious.
Is it Hillary Clinton?
Well, that too,
Donald
yes.
Trump.
No, the answer's Google.
Ah.
Google. Obama, says Cutie Bellard. Obama. Slap and slither. Oh, okay. Oh, slap and leather. Now then, are you talking?
Slap and leather. Slap and leather.
Whose question was that?
It was ours.
It's yours, right, thank you. Jeffrey?
Have we done 15 yet?
Yes.
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 16?
Yes.
Yes.
We've got 14, 19, and 8, and 28 left.
Let's go with 14.
Who bought AOL for $4.4 billion this year? Who bought AOL for... I didn't even know AOL was still a thing.
Oh, yes.
It's part of Warner Brothers.
Oh, I used to remember the chat rooms on AOL.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, I totally forgot about AOL. Time Warner sold them. Let's see. Comcast.
Fat-haired old white man, M4F.
Nope.
What? Who, Comcast? No.
Yahoo.
No, chat room.
No?
Verizon.
It's Verizon, Batwedge, Google faster than Verizon. Anyone.
That's right.
Nice.
And now I remember talking about how weird and stupid that was. So clearly I blocked it from my memory. It was disturbing.
Yeah. Patrice.
Number 17.
In Germany. Oh, Jesus. No, we've had that one. It's the
19, 8, 2, and 28 is left.
We did? 17? Okay, then 19.
In May, a rival to Raspberry Pi was launched. What was it called? In May, a rival to Raspberry Pi was launched. What was it called?
Apple. Absolutely no idea.
No. Yeah, I'll...
Oh, go on then.
Microbit.
No. No, no, no. The Raspberry Sausage Roll.
Blackberry Tart.
The Blackberry Tart, yes. Apple
the chip.
It's the chip, well done.
Nice.
Righty. Is that one also? No, it's all gone. It's all gone.
Huh.
No one's getting any points there. No. Righty boy.
Number eight.
January saw the 30th anniversary of what monumental tech event?
Norwich getting electricity.
Well, you only had 30 years.
That was the wheel.
Exactly.
That wasn't the anniversary. That was when it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sorry.
First cell phone call.
And pulled.
Years for hours.
Yeah, we've not got ours yet. It's all right. We're next in the queue.
So who sent an answer there?
No.
I threw out first cell phone call.
Is the correct answer. Well done, Jeffrey. 1 point.
Awesome.
Well done. Well done. Is that the end, is it? Have we got 4 questions left or not?
No, we've only got 2 left. We've got 2 and 2 20. Left.
I will use those to separate. So what's the scores on the doors, Mur?
Well, the audience are on 2.5. Jeff G's on 3.
I pulled ahead.
And Pig Knowledge Cowboys on 4. And Patrice is on 7. And the cheating Northern people are on games. So
I think that's very slanderous. I don't think they've cheated at all.
There's 5 of them.
Yeah, well, so they
there's 5 of us.
I won because
they have a combined IQ of a dead rabbit.
So actually, I think it's 2.5.
Each.
So I won.
Now, if I was uncharitable, I'd do 500 points on the last question and the Northern studio couldn't answer. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not that kind of man. There we go. I just want to take the higher path. This podcast, all this, would be useful at Loose Less without UK2, so support those if you can. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, get the offer codes, or go to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2. There we go. And lots of other people. And supported by people on Patreon. If you supported on Patreon this year, thank you so much. It's been really, really good. Most of it's gone up my nose, I have to say. But the rest, we've used to pay Kyle to do the news show.
You do not share that with the rest of the team.
No.
Yes.
Why would I do that? No, the rest has gone to pay Kyle to do the news show, and he's bought Righty's lights and a bit of other things as well. So that we're saving. Yeah. Where can we get a hold of you, Witters, and everyone else there?
Okay, so you can find me at British Tech Network most of the time in the Slack room. And
you can find Chase behind the bus shelter outside of Tesco's.
Nobbing one off.
I'm Paul Wheatley on Twitter and on the Gamer Show on this network, and just generally doing all sorts of stuff in the back end of ETN.
We got some good stuff coming
in the back end.
Oh my!
Anyone who wants it,
anyone who'll pay enough.
Santa's chocolate anus doesn't clean itself.
That's a line. Ross.
Through Paul.
Okay.
Okay, that was easy.
Have you been through Paul? I gather quite a few have.
There's a whole sort of incest thing going on there as well. It's questionable.
It would explain your depression.
Oh, dear.
Sam and Chiz, the Shrek and Donkey of BTN.
Which one's Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Where can they get hold of you? Why aren't you using Dr. Nasty Flaps, Sam? Because I followed you on that.
Because I really can't be arsed, to be honest.
Yeah, Twitter's a shithole.
I am a feckless shite.
Yes.
It's an honest answer.
Okay. Is that covered everyone?
Scott is kind of sitting slightly off camera here, but he could be found through Ross.
Is he
kind of weird human centipede thing?
Is he Chiz's imaginary friend?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Get us on Google. Facebook.
Yeah, our Facebook gamer group. Yeah,
Facebook gamer group. Very good.
Anything.
Jeffrey, where are you?
I'm hanging out on MacObserver.com and Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jay Gamut and Fresh Brew Tales, and then a buttload of podcasts.
Excellent, mate. Patrice, where are you?
In the British Tech Network Slack room or Slack channel, in the Shite or Not and the Photo Show rooms. On Twitter at Casual Kitchen and thepatrice.com for all the links and everything.
And righty, Jesus, mate. Which is the next rodeo you're appearing at?
Yee-haw,
sir. Down at the Blue Oyster Club.
You'll find me at Paul's with interbreeding down here in Norfolk.
Good man. Good man. Yeah, present for your sister means something entirely different up there.
Oh yes. delivering your sack is something completely wrong.
My name is Santa Claus. You can get me at Santa Claus on Twitter, where I don't go anymore unless I'm having a shit in the morning. See you next week. See you next year. Thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye.
There's
one more
question each.
No, I only did 30.
Thanks,
Sam. You're
copy. 28. Confusing.
We did 28.
And Paul will ride it mercilessly.
Oh, he's squat like a man squatted before.